basketball goes on.
Yes.
That's his basketball logo, too. You know, and they played that outside. I guess I'm supposed to sit down and wait.
You know, I mean, that's a well-coached team. You know, and I mean, they kind of got embarrassed over at Grand Valley, and they came to play today, that's for sure. And, you know, I mean, that's one of those things where, my goodness, you got to be ready for that. You know, whenever we play Tech, it's always a war. And in that second half, it was a battle, that's for sure.
You guys were shorthanded today. Young wasn't even in the building, and Cullerman wasn't in uniform. What can you talk about?
We're struggling a little bit with that. Danny right now has mono. So we're hoping that he comes back. Josh has got some unfortunate things that has happened at home.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll have him. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know when we're going to have him back. Some very sad news from his family. So, you know, he's trying to be there for
the
moment.
Guys, you did have Molden. Was it a back problem?
Molden's got a tailbone issue.
And
Lou kind of the same thing.
He was in foul trouble the whole second half. So, I mean, you guys really had some obstacles in that second half.
We had some major obstacles. There wasn't many bodies to turn to. You know, and I thought some good guys picked it up. You know, I mean, Boylan played about 5 minutes, but I thought he had a couple of key rebounds, just like you want to see.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that we had a lot of guys step up on the defensive end. I mean, you know, Matt DeHart, again, doesn't really show in the stat sheet. He ended up with 6 rebounds, but I thought his defense was absolutely amazing in that second half.
You're right. This guy here, late in the first half, he had the ball in his hands a lot more than he normally does. With Molden hurt, Gay having to be on the bench, and now he kind of assumed your ball handling roles. Is that something that you guys have worked on in practice, John? As far as you having the ball in your hands, and you look pretty comfortable out there, though.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, if you know, we'll have the black and white squad, and if Darian and Dante are both on black squad or vice versa, then you know, I'll usually pick up the point for the other team. But it doesn't happen a lot. But I mean, I am really comfortable with the ball in my hands, so you know, it's something that we kind of turn to if need be.
You've been pretty aggressive there, especially late in the first half. You were pretty much carrying the team by getting to the hole. Is that something that you embrace and that you would like to do more of? Is really kind of let the floor spread out because you're so much, you know, faster than.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people that are.
I guess we'll just have to talk to Coach about that one. But,
we'll
I mean, I've always kind of been a drive first player. That's like kind of, you know, my comfort zone there. So, you know, ever since I've, you know, middle school all the way high school, college, that's always, you know, my mentality. I've always wanted to get to the rack, and I feel like I'm pretty good at it. So,
are you feeling a lot more comfortable now that you're half season through? And I know you got to practice with the team last year, but then to be able to out there and be playing with them, and you guys are on the winning streak now. What's been the difference for you guys and for you personally lately?
I mean, you could tell at the beginning of the year, you know, we went on that little streak where we were meshing a little bit, and then we kind of went through a little bit of a lull where, you know, there was a few games that, yeah, obviously we weren't playing as well as we started off. But now I think, you know, especially this little streak that's going here, we haven't really looked back since that first, you know, game we won to start this one. And, you know, I feel like everything's, you know, we're getting it inside to Keenan, which is obviously, you know, what we do all practice long, and that's finally showing, you know, showing up a lot in the games, which helps. So, you know, just we're really executing our game plan for the most part, and that's what's helping out a lot.
Coach, you guys went to that 3-2 zone early in the second half. It seemed like it had a lot of success. You kind of went away from that. Were they starting to kind of figure that out? And is that why you did that, or just?
Well, I thought there was a couple of things. First, you know, when we went to that zone, and we did have some good success, and I think it was nice to get us to the run of where we were. But, you know, now, especially in a couple of situations we didn't have Keenan in there because he was in foul trouble, you know, it gets kind of tough to go back to that thing. You know, and I in retrospect, we probably should have looked to go back to it again, maybe a couple of possessions. But, you know, I thought they ended up hitting 1-3 in the corner off of it, and I thought they were getting a little too comfortable. But, you know, I mean, I thought we didn't really do a – you know, we limited their shots in the second half. They didn't get as many shots. I mean, they'll still shot 50%. So, you know, we did a good job as far as grinding. But, you know, I mean, just a couple of times I think could have done a little better job of getting a couple loose balls and a couple of stops. Makes a little difference in the ballgame at the end.
And now that you guys got a little bit of a break before you play again against Hillsdale, does that give you a chance to maybe catch your breath a little bit? You know, kind of adapt to your different personnel situations that you have going now and where you go from here as far as that goes.
Yeah, well, you know, I think one thing, you know, I'm hoping we'll have Josh back. I think that will be the case. Danny has a pretty mild case of mono. So we'll be able to get him back. You know, our big concern now is, you know, with Dante and how bad that tailbone is.
Did he take a cortisone shot or something, or was he just playing through
pain? He's just playing through pain.
Okay.
So, you know, we might have to do that too. We'll see. So.
Talk a little bit about him. I mean, he showed a lot of guts today because you guys were shorting and you really needed him out there.
We need him out to hit a huge three too. You know, I mean, that was the one thing about Dante today.
He really,
I thought, did a great job of playing through some pain, but, you know, they weren't guarding him, and he got comfortable and made a couple of shots. You know, he shot 50%. Ted, 10 points, that's exactly what we'd be hoping to see from him.
How do you feel the team play with the ball in their hands and win 9 turnovers today?
You know, we did a good job there. You know, I mean, that's a lot better for us. You know, I think... you know, when we're able to, you know, make sure we share the ball a little better and not try to go first set attack, our turnovers always go down. One thing today, you know, we didn't get near the amount of fast break opportunities I'd like to see us get, you know, and that's pretty hard when you aren't getting stops either. And that second half, the first half, I think we really got the tempo going in our favor for quite a long period of time. In the second half, that was a tech tempo, and that makes it tough. Tough on, you know, we let him get there. Hopefully we can rectify this next time we play.
Despite your challenging numbers today, were you still trying to get into an up-tempo game in that second half?
A little bit, you know, but we were dead. I mean, I think everybody was very tired. You know?
Yeah, usually we start out coming out pressing, don't we? And today we just kind of started out half court. So.
You know, I mean, we had, and then, you know, the numbers, you know, we still had a number of guys at 30, you know, and that's not 38, but man, I certainly felt like it was a lot more than that for a lot of guys. We played some guys today extended stretches where they haven't played that long. I mean, I know John had a couple, I know DeHart had a couple that were 4 or 5 minute stretches, and that's played with intense and going up and down the floor, it makes it tough to do.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, guys.